Thank you for choosing Grainger, for the ones who get it done. This call's content may be monitored or recorded for quality and training purposes. Would you be willing to take a two-question survey about today's experience at the end of this call? If yes, press 1. Our menu options have recently changed. For help selecting the right product, press 1. Ready to place a new order, 2. For questions on an existing order, including returns, 3. For website support, 4. For all other inquiries, 5.
Ranger, this is Brian. How may I help you?
Hey, Brian. This is Hashem with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How's it going?
Good. I'm good. I'm doing pretty good. You're Brian Dunby?
No, I'm a different Brian. How can we help you out?
I was actually just looking for Brian Dunby, I believe. I had him here as the point of contact for the finances of the company. Is that correct?
I'm not sure on that. Is there an email or something that you have on there for him?
No, just the name here. I had Brian Dunby or Adam Johnson, but I believe Adam Johnson's an old contact, correct?
I have no idea on that. I can have one of them give you a call if you need someone to give you a call on that. So you said Brian Dunby or the other name was what?
Adam Johnson.
Okay, and...
Did you have any way to maybe transfer me over to like a controller or CFO or someone along those lines?
Yeah, are you trying to reach our corporate office? I'm not sure.
Well, my name is Hashem, and I was calling regarding some financing that was done with Delage Landon. And that's who I had as my point of contact for the finances. But really, anyone like a CFO or a controller might be able to help me out.
Is it regarding something that some invoices that Grainger billed to your account, or is it?
No.
Not sure.
No, it was regarding some financing that was done with Delage Landon, and we had sent out a couple offers on that relationship. So I was just following up to see if they were received.
Okay, and I'm not sure on that as far as the and on that, when you send them over, did you send them to both of them on that, or?
Yeah, both of them. They were sent actually to 101 International Drive. Is that the correct address?
Is it something where you emailed it, or
no,
was it something
actually,
that was?
It was a hard copy. Through the mail.
Okay. Oh, okay. And and did they get in touch with you regarding this, or was this something that you're initiating contact with them?
Yes, initiating contact. We had spoken, I believe it was 6 months ago, and I'm following up here as we approach the end of the year to see if anything had come up. So I was just kind of wondering if anyone was available that I could speak to about the finances of the company.
Yeah, as far as on that, what we can do is we can take your information and have someone get back to you on that. Is there what's the number they can reach you out there?
858-252-1499, and that's a direct dial. There's no extension. Do you happen to have an email address maybe for any of them?
That's something I just have them. Our department will get back to you on that. Actually, is there how do you spell your name?
It's Hashem. That's Hashem, as in mother at the end.
Okay, Hem, Hashem, and
correct.
Okay, and then your last name?
It's Y-O-U, S as in Sam, E, and then F as in Frank.
Okay, okay, and sounds great. And I've got your number, 858-252-1499.
Correct.
And that's with the Bank of Cardiff, right?
That's correct. Yes.
And okay, and sounds great. I'll have someone from our team give you a call on that.
Okay, great. Sounds good.
Okay.
Do you know when the best time to contact them usually is?
They would have to get back to you with that information, actually.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Okay.
Sure, not a problem.
And,
Thank you, though. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks a lot. Thanks for calling
today. Absolutely. No problem. Thank you. Bye-bye.